Blog Talk Radio.
Today's message is brought to you by Pastor Robin and no other. I'm Gary L. Walker, today's announcer, and will nobody take my place?
Hello, hello. This is Robin, Pastor Robin, and I am in findings again. And I am chilling at Starbucks. The management is very nice to me to let me chill so long. And I bought a few things, and I ate up that sandwich so good, and it made me feel good inside. So Starbucks, thank you. Starbucks of Vining, Georgia. Starbucks of Vining, Georgia, you're great, and I love your service. Anyway, I have a lot of money in my bank account coming to me, and a lot of people think I'm joking, but they looked at my show right then and did not know. They go on and off at certain times, and they saw an advertisement yesterday and did not know I was doing something different, and they had to change their advertisement scheme now. And that's okay. I understand. But I'm not going to ever feel bad about that change. There's the most beautiful change in the world. They're happy out of their minds. So what we're going to do today, we're going to dance and sing that we are the most beautiful things in this world. Is that what we're going to do? I'm not. I will tell you about something very beautiful. Who is the most beautiful queen? Who is the most biggest queen? Who is the queen? Nothing but me. I'm the queen. I am the queen of this world, and people have got to realize it. And go ahead and worship me like they should. I am the queen. Who am I? I'm one person, but many crowns. I'm one person, I'm one woman, but many crowns. How many crowns is somebody you wouldn't believe? So I can't name them all, but one person y'all would recognize is Cleopatra. I wonder if Cleopatra, the crown of Cleopatra can speak. Yes, it's the crown of Cleopatra. The crown of Cleopatra is not the same as Cleopatra, but it's the crown of Cleopatra. And I feel good about Cleopatra and the crown that is an angel. And her crown's like an angel. And I feel like now the angels are real. And y'all may hear a different vocal. And y'all can feel voice analysis. And you can tell that it's not really Robin. And they can see me on TV, and you can see my mouth moving, and things. So this is Cleopatra. This is Cleopatra. And I'm the angel Cleopatra, and Robin's Robin. But I chose Robin for nothing but there are lots to be Cleopatra. No, Robin is the real Cleopatra. So this Cleopatra angel is really a version of Robin. Okay? Now, how do we know? We ask her full name. I'm the Ha and the Fa. The people of the shrine know. Of every shrine, though, that Cleopatra says, I'm the Ha and the Fa. And so I saw we do that in their minds that that's why Egypt is so heavy on the radio, and that's why they are tripping out. What else have I learned as Cleopatra? What is that awkward mean? It is something to do with procreation and protection. Not just life, it has something to do with procreation and protection. And what are the books that are on the walls? Those are our books. We don't have binders for our books. Our books are on the walls. Don't ever tell us that we didn't record our history correctly. This is Cleopatra. So what else have we learned? How did the pyramids get built? The pyramids did not get built. The pyramids just became. The pyramids are angels. Those physical objects can sometimes be angelic in form and structure and DNA. That's why y'all don't understand the rock structure. And that's why it looks so weird when you put it under the microscope. You scientists of Egypt, y'all know that those are angels. Y'all know how those pyramids were built. They did not get built by slaves of a different a race. They were built by God. That's why you can't find out. Those are angels, and they just appeared out of thin air because God created the pyramids. God created those pyramids, and he shaped them, and the angels were told to dance. The pyramids would dance, and they would not fall apart so easily. So Robin knows what to do to the pyramids to start building by Egypt again. Oh, he's doing top tip pyramids the right way. Oh, they love that. They love that so much you wouldn't believe. You did it funny. That's why they looked at you weird. That's why your power was so high. They promised you a little bit too much. But you know what it is, and they can't have anything to do with it. They don't know what it is. They're upset with it. So all you got to do is say that to a man. You think that's all you need to do? No, you got to know what you're doing. Okay? So what is Cleopatra's first name? Cleopatra. Her last name is Ba. Okay, B-A-C. That's how I say Ba. And I'm born in Egypt yesterday. And the day before, until Robert understood that Cleopatra needed to talk for herself. People have the right to be crazy and go ahead and be real. And I want people to know that Cleopatra is real. I'm really Cleopatra. And people have no idea how hard it is on this girl. But she has the right to be crazy as she wants to be. And people already think she's crazy. So she go ahead and think crazy stuff. At least she says, yeah, but it's real. So she's like, that agency, we're going to make fun of these people. We're going to make fun of these people. They want to know why I have some secret issues. Because it's real. So you know, you just happen to be living in that time where this stuff comes to pass. Of course, I believe the Bible. They live in a time period where that stuff came to pass. And now we live in a time period where things came to pass that were very spiritual in nature. We just happen to live in that era. Okay? Don't feel so weird that it never happened in your time or in your life. How people in the past, but it did, and we just forgot about it and told that so that it'd be spiritual, and we didn't know what we put in the mental ward. You don't know, but mental wards have been going on for hundreds of years. They were hurting people of every race, telling them they can't be spiritual, and the children, see what type of world it is, they give away so they won't be so hurt. But don't ever throw your gifts away, just keep your mouth shut, and eventually your gifts will come together and find out how to defeat this thing. But you ever look at those people like they do not want to help. They don't get it, and they get angry. Is that what Robin thinks? It probably is. We've got to find a solution. What do these companies want to do at the most? They want to make money. That's Robin coming through her funny stuff. They want money in their pockets. I want money in my pocket so bad that I would tell them, I'm not going to steal you one bit. I'm not stealing one CVS. Walgreens, I'm not suing anybody at the pharmacy, Florida State, Dover, I'm not suing a stone. All I want is money in my pocket. Money in my pocket. Please just draw the money out of the Bank of America. Please understand, draw that money out, and you will understand that money belongs to me and my husband to be. Okay, that is what people probably think it is, probably what it really is. So he will be all right. Getting with me and not having someone espionage him against me. And I think it's what they were used back in the day, so a woman could be more attractive to the man. That's my dowry. And my great grandfather gave it to me for nothing. My grandfather gave it to me. Okay? He was full of blood Indian. He just changed his structure, his DNA to hide his money. He did that. No, you're not going to hide your money like that. You're not going to be identifiable by the Native American. It happened to make me so Native American that I could not change. I like my Native American self, and they kept me. So what am I? I have the DNA to be Alpha Maria, but I have over 10% Native American. That was 3% white. That's all they require. That's all they really require. Okay? Anyway, I am a good Native American, and I love these people. Knowing that this girl knows say, and this girl might be Zay's granddaughter in a funny way, but Zay does not want to be my grandfather. He wants to be my lover. So I'm going to treat him that way. He's my grandfather's friend. He's my grandfather's guardian angel. Zay is. Okay, so we're going to go from there. What else am I? I'm Princess Asia. I am Princess Asia, not Prince of Asia. Princess Asia. Princess Asia is very mean to the United States, but Princess Asia wants the United States to stop making the world so poor. Go ahead and pay your bills. Go ahead and learn your new economic structure so you won't be dependent on that old structure of all that scarcity. All right, there's different structures that you may not know about. You can harness the energy from the sun, you can harness the energy from the water, and not be so afraid to get the fish upset. Now what are we going to do? a lot of money in our bank account now. And I think, don't you want to make it? Go ahead and go listen to me a little bit. Maybe you'll make it a little bit. I'm a very good leader. I'm very good at my sciences. And I do have play about learning things about myself. They're very different from other people. I'm very talented in the way I grab my money. I do not stand being poor. I do not stand being poor people. I've got to realize when you've been so poor for too long, they have a right to explode. They have a right to explode. That's why y'all are so upset with me that I exploded like a fool. And I can tell that I'm getting hit real hard. My strength is going down and up in certain places. And they are not happy. But so I said, their crown is stolen. That man said, that man, they're upset that you do not have your crown. And they said, don't worry about it. Well, I found out that you can know about the upcoming blog talk. Yeah. They found out they do not have their crown. They said, are you there? And that real crown, that fake crown, the physical crown is there, but that real spiritual crown is gone. Of every female spiritual crown that is a queen, that they picked on how I look, picked on how I was dressed and stupid, and going up not and not get the man. It was beautiful. Found out all the queens were fake queens. There's only supposed to be one queen on this world. They stole my crown. Okay? If you have a crown, you're not supposed to have it. You're not supposed to steal my crown. That's what happened to these people. There was only supposed to be one queen with many titles. One queen with many titles. That's what I was. I got too happy about how y'all ever take my crown over the years. I did not know. You were just keeping my place. You're not supposed to keep my crown when I come from the flesh. Okay? I would rather be queen of England and be a black woman. I would rather be queen of Egypt and be a black woman. I would rather be queen of Asia and every part of the world and be a black woman. And we love my dark skin. And we get over it. I love my dark skin. And if you have a problem with me, love my dark skin, we get over it. I'm that black Madonna and no one else can tell me to be some messed up bitch who hates her dark skin turning light. Now, do you think it is? I love my dark skin. You can let me have my dark skin. I know who he is trying to tell me I need to be light. I love my dark skin. I love my dark skin. And they mess me up. I got to go ahead and say this here. When's the last time you see a sprint runner be a light skin mother? A light skin mofo? When's the last time? The last time you see those Olympics, that gold medal be a light skin boy with some curly hair like my ex husband? Not one time. Maybe once or twice. I haven't read every Olympic show. Okay, Olympic events. But I'm not gonna say that there was no light skinned men running, but it's very few and far between. I would tell you at the most. But guess what? Guess who mostly do well at sports is dark-skinned black people. Yes, y'all want to start this little stupid fight between dark-skinned and light-skinned. I got some dumb songs. There's a dumb mess to even look at. Mature yourself, black people. That dark-skinned, light-skinned war is done. You're going to burn that dumb mess underground. Don't y'all ever think that mess it means anything. Anything to me. We're all the kids of Africa. We're all the kids of Africa. And that's all y'all need to learn, though. Get over the fact that you let them hang with people that look like you. You hang with your dark-skinned friend, okay, mostly, and your dark-skinned friend. You hang with your light-skinned friend, and your light-skinned. That's why you like being around people that like you. Get over it. Okay? That's what we are. Y'all better get over that mess right now. Dark skin versus light skin. Oh, Jesus, get a man lying right now, son. That's an immature stuff. You got 50-year-old people talking about the dark skin and light skin. And y'all must be teaching us about how to be mature. We old people, 60, 70, 80-year-old people, acting like they don't know what the hell black people went through. Now, I'm mad about this stuff here. all do not know. I know they know that black people went through some mess back then. They still, I bet that man Martin Luther King lose his mind. I bet that one, I bet that man was cussed left and right. All that stuff, the marching, all the kind of police brutality, all hanging, all kind of mess we went through. Can't go here, Pete. Can't go there, Pete. And here you go, talking about some light skin, dark skin. And here you go, talking about some, I don't want black people to make it so black people, we need not be so money. Put a hell on your behind. Lord have mercy, help with you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. And y'all older people. These are older, my young people talking like that. These are jealous, I don't know what. It's all about a hell or something. Young people, younger 20-year-old people, that y'all pick out on the street because they got their parents taken down and they form some abuse. Y'all pick out on people right there. Then some of them got to teach y'all to be so jealous. Some, you know, jealous old hag, jealous old young girl, switching her behind next to you. Ooh, ooh. Some jealous old, good old maid. They got to teach you. The young people got to teach you. Some people jealous. Uh-huh. Now, they don't niggas. There ain't no niggas. So, you know what the definition of a nigga is? A dirt crab in a darn barrel. That's all it is. And, you know, it's about some gold teeth and some leaning back in the car and booming and all sound, all that stupid mess y'all old people talk about. Game thing, that's just a pain we're going through. We're going through pain right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ain't nothing to feel good about, but at the same time, it ain't the definition of a nigga. A nigga is a crab in a darn barrel. You don't want no crab in the barrel. We're part of the black race. And if you are a crab in the barrel, you're not my brother. You're not my sister. You're not my mother or my father. Don't you ever think if you're a crab in the barrel that you are part of the black race, you got to separate from us. I think you might have a DNA that's different. Don't you ever think you're part of us. If you're a crab in the darn barrel, get your behind away from us. That one up attitude. I love my black. There's one thing, I love my black self. That black people picking on other black people about dark skin, big nose, and all kind of dumb behind stuff. Like God telling me, somebody talking to me about, like, what kind of mess, I don't even care. I really don't care, but at the same time, we don't need that to talk to our younger girls. Like those younger girls have support. They have to have support and be taught to love themselves. I want my little girl growing up thinking that she is not beautiful. She must look at that mirror and say, I'm the beautiful little girl in the world. You little dark-skinned girls out there, I want you to hear this. I don't know if your mama going to teach you this or not. But if you hear this mess, it's not mess. If you hear this good stuff, you're going to hear it good. You listen to me right now. Don't you ever let some man tell you that you don't ever let some man control how you feel about your looks. You better love yourself regardless of whether a man say you beautiful or ugly or everyone in the hell you want to think. A girl, you better look at that mirror and say, I'm the most beautiful little girl in the world. I'm the princess, I'm the queen, and no other should take my place. It's how you better feel about yourself and grow up that way. Don't you ever let some man tell you how to feel. About your beautiful self. Look at that mirror, little girl. I'm talking to dark skinned little girls. I'm sorry, I can't talk to light skinned little girls right now. So those dark skinned little girls who feel hanging their head down sometimes and how they get picked on kind of funny light. You got that pill on the back, you kind of slide on that till it's straight. I'm telling you right now, that dark skinned girl looking in that mirror, say, you're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful old woman. How wrong will you do? I just tell the little girls right now, because they start right there. I'm a beautiful little girl. And I don't got to talk rough. I'm beautiful, honey. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm just as sweet as that little white girl. Uh-huh. There's another thing. We got to stop measuring ourselves up against the little white people all the darn time. I'm very sweet. I'm the most beautiful thing in the world. I'm not one flaw. My hair is beautiful. My hair might be long, my hair might be short, my hair is beautiful, it's changing, no matter what texture it is, my hair is beautiful. If you worry about, you don't see yourself on the TV, you don't see yourself getting anything and thinking one day. You don't even look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful. If I see another dark-skinned bitch on TV for the rest of my life, I'm a beautiful woman. I'm going to get me a good man one day. I'm going to show what it is, no matter what. Girl, another thing, little girl, little dark-skinned girl, pray for your husband right now. It's that damn bad. Pray for your husband. Pray your husband down for the sky. I don't care if he's an angel. He's dropped down out of this guy. And if man gets too stupid, you have so much prayer in your life, and God said, you pray that long for your husband. Oh, you get your group of angels. You know, he can't show his wings. He can be a group of angels, and he can be your husband. All right, the dark-skinned girl, Cleopatra is your color. Cleopatra's children are your color. That's Cleopatra. Cleopatra ain't no white hoe. Please watch those old white hoes. And I'm going to tell you another thing. That old white hoes that played Cleopatra took the real crowns from her, from her tavern. Those were really Cleopatra's crowns and everything that she was wearing, Cleopatra's dresses that she took, all kind of silverware, everything out of her tavern. And Cleopatra was very upset. Y'all got to return that stuff or I'm going to be upset. Y'all know it. Anyway, goodbye. I've got to stop this show.